Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Good vibes and variety. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday and all day long today, every hour at 5 after, between right now, 7.05 and 5.05 this afternoon, we've got Maroon 5 tickets! They've got a big show October 18th at the Chase Center, courtesy of Live Nation. Take the word present, or possibly present. P-R-E-S-E-N-T. Take the word present and text it to our contest line, 20357. How would you say it?
Oh, listen.
I'm thinking it's a gift. It's a present.
It's one of those. It's a windy, windy road.
It is a windy, windy road.
Mm. How do you? Okay.
Text the word present to our contest line, 20357, and you're in the running to see Maroon 5 at their just announced show on October 18th at the Chase Center, courtesy of Live Nation. This hour's code word is present. The contest line, 20357. If you are a Black Panther fan, I wanted to tell you there's a mini series that starts on Disney Plus today. They're calling it Ironheart. It's 6 episodes. Dominique Thorne stars as Riri Williams, who was in Black Panther Wakanda Forever. She returns home to Chicago, builds herself an Iron Man suit after falling in with some charismatic villain played with somebody from Hamilton, Anthony Ramos. But if you're big into the whole Black Panther thing, like people love those movies, Ironheart, a little mini series, 6 episodes. It's on Disney Plus. And I put the trailer up at the Ceremony Facebook page.
Two of those?
Mm-hmm.
I only saw the first one.
So she's in the second one.
Right.
So I think I only saw the first one as well.
Well, because he passed away, right. And they were, I know the storyline was supposed to be they'll have someone take over that spot.
Yep.
But I was all in on the first one.
Yeah.
And just kind of went, nah.
This next story is disturbing. But yeah, I mean, if you're triggered by people biting other people, this is not the story for you. There's a guy, and his name is Martin Cove. He's a 78-year-old dude. And he has been the bad guy in all of the Karate Kid movies. I think he was the head of the
Cobra Kai.
Yeah, Cobra Kai, he's on that as well.
No, but I mean, he was the...
That guy's 78?
The 78. Sensei, yeah.
This is the blonde guy.
No, yeah. No. Oh,
well, no, not Johnny.
This guy.
The guy that, yeah, you'll see.
If you can remember him, like, from the Karate Kid movie.
Yeah, that's
totally
the guy.
Yeah.
Well, he's a gray-haired dude now. Although...
But he's still on the show, and, like, I had no idea he was 78. That is surprising.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that either.
So, sounds like you guys totally recognize him. I did not know the name at all.
You know why I recognize him? Because I don't watch Cobra Kai, and I don't even think I watched Karate Kid. I recognize him because I think he's doing like a Geico commercial or something.
Oh.
Oh, I don't know.
Funny.
But he's doing it as the guy from Cobra Kai, so it's
the connection. I see. There's a tie-in. So this guy is a 70-year-old man. He's the villain. He's the Cobra Kai villain. So is the phrase Cobra Kai affiliated with some bad guy thing?
Well, they were the bad guys in the Karate Kid movies. And then and Cobra Kai, Johnny brings back Cobra Kai, but it's not evil. He tries to get back in and make it, you know, kind of bad place again. So he's the bad guy always.
Okay. So he played John. That's him. Johnny. John Kreese.
That's
the name of the character. So yeah. And I haven't seen any of the Cobra Kais, but I do remember the bad guy sensei, the mean dude who was encouraging the bullies.
Yeah. And at the end of the first one, in the beginning of the second one, he has a little thing with Mr. Miyagi and he ends up punching two windows and getting his hands all cut up and everything.
Oh.
Miyagi steps out of the way both times.
Oh, well.
Karate Kid 1 and 2 are amazing movies. Two of my favorite movies of all time.
Karate Kid? Yeah. Wow, wax on, wax off.
I mean,
it's iconic.
Very few have good at sequel, and that sequel was great. The other sequels, But 2, delicious.
So you watched all of the Cobra Kais?
Oh, I watched all the Cobra
Kais. You love it?
I love it, yeah. It's kind of fallen off the last season, and it wasn't quite as good. But the first season was just nothing but nostalgia. Like, just loved it.
They say that he's, so this Martin Cove is a legit martial artist. It's not just that he was a good actor. It was that he, you know, can do the moves and fight the fight. So he was at a fan convention on Sunday. I don't know if it wasn't a Comic-Con, but some kind of a, you know, there's a lot of those fan conventions where there's panels and people speak, or you walk through and there's a lot of people there with comic books and their own artwork. And then there's booths where you can take pictures with people.
Oh, a booth.
Yeah, you take right. So you'd walk up and we went to, it wasn't Comic-Con, but it was WonderCon. And we saw a bunch of the people who were on Battlestar.
You took your boys.
We took the boys when they were younger. And some of the actors from Battlestar Galactica, which as a family, we watched the reboot of that. I don't know. It had to be over 10 years ago. But you go up and they'll chat with you, and you want to take a picture, it's $10. And they're just very, they'll hold out their phone, or they'll take your cash, whatever it is. But there's also these panels where you can go in and hear people talking about the various shows, and they make some kind of presentation, and then there's a moderator and or questions from the audience. So this Cobra Kai guy, Martin Cove, he's hanging with his co-star, Alicia Hannah Kim. She plays Kim Da-yoon in seasons 5 and 6. So you're familiar with her?
Yeah.
According to a police report filed by Alicia, Martin randomly grabbed her arm and bit down as she passed by him. He then allegedly kissed her arm when she yelled out in pain. The bite did not draw blood, but it was hard and left a bruise. Alicia, in the end, decided not to press charges, even though she had a police report and photos taken. She said, this is her quote, that this guy, Martin Cove, was furious and outraged and visibly angry when I told him calmly not to bite me. He insisted he bit me for fun. And then when the police drag him over and he apologizes to her. But he got thrown out. This was in, it says Washington, doesn't say D.C. I suppose it could have been in Seattle or something. A fan convention Sunday in Washington. So, please don't bite people. That is a...
I'm not into biting.
No.
And nipping. Even if a lady was like, bite me, like in a sexual way,
yes.
I would be too careful. She would probably go,
harder.
Never mind.
Bite me harder.
I don't want to. I don't want to do that.
You're not a little cannibal?
I just don't want to hurt anybody, and I don't want to draw blood, and I'm not interested in anything, you know.
There are people who just want to be bitten. Like, make it hurt. I'm like...
Sounds like Maddie wants that. He just gave a shrug. I'm kind of into it. I mean, you know.
A little nibble.
Man,
little,
it ruins the mood for me if my hair gets pulled. I'm like, ow! Ah, you're my hair!
A little slap and tickle and a little nibble.
A slap, tickle, and a nibble is different from getting bitten. Leaves a mark.
We're talking about biting.
Yeah. That is just, it's no good. I don't know why this guy bit her. You're 78. You don't know better than that by now.
Maybe he's a little senile. You know, he's been hit in the head a lot.
What?
He's been hit in the head.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
I didn't quite get that either at first. I filled in some words.
you two.
Yikes. Well, I mean, it's on
us. Heard me. It could be us. All right, so there's that. Amanda Bynes says that she's starting Ozempic to, quote, look better for paparazzi pictures. I have some other suggestions for her if she's interested at all. You know, there's a few things that she could change up. I mean, the Ozempic, sure, that's great. It's a miracle for some people. And
so we're looking at a picture of her.
Yeah,
right now.
We are. She's got a great haircut, multicolored hair, that heart tattoo. Her eyebrows are just really, really drawn on there, real good. Maybe tattooed.
I don't really care what she looks like. If she looked happy, I'd be like, great, good for her.
That's a good point, Ben.
She just doesn't look like a happy person. So I don't know if this is, you know, we know that she has mental illness. We know that. And she's even admitted, I had to go get checked in and get help because I was walking around naked in downtown LA.
Right.
Wasn't that the case?
Yes.
So we know there's problems. We know there's probably medicine, and maybe that's why she looks the way she does, but woof.
So she says she's starting to take Ozempic to, quote, look better for the invasive paparazzi. The former child star, she's 39 now, said she was excited to begin a weight loss journey in a video that she shared on an Instagram story. So I guess she'll document it on there. She says she's at 173 pounds now. So I hope to get down to like 130, which would be awesome. So I look better in paparazzi pictures. I mean, I guess that's one reason to do it. Ozempic is an anti-diabetic injection medication that helps manage diabetes, but has been used as a popular weight loss method. They say here among stars in recent years, but there's everybody I know is on Ozempic or Mounjaro or all these different.
I'm not on it. I can prove it.
How?
With my big belly.
Oh.
Talking about how.
I don't know. You look fine to me.
Yeah, I would like
Foxy
to
see even.
Oh, thanks. You're sure. Very nice.
Yeah. Stone Cold Fox over there.
Oh, boy. What I would like to see is that these rags that buy her photos from paparazzi, I'd like to see them stop buying her photos from paparazzi. She's known to have mental illness, you fools.
Yeah. That does not stop them, Ben. That is...
Well, she's not out there. I mean, at one point she was. I remember a quote she made about Drake that I went, wow, that is kind of hot.
That's where it kind of started.
It started out kind of hot, and then it went completely off the deep end.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so for a second there, I went, oh, man, if a lady said that to me.
I'd be like, well, I hope I deliver.
I would be like,
biting happen?
I can't get to the bedroom fast enough. Mm.
And she said it to everyone on Twitter.
Yeah.
That was years ago.
Yeah, I know. And it was the
she
beginning
of... She was probably
of,
in her 20s.
Yeah, it was
that
the beginning
point.
Of the downward spiral.
Yeah. I mean, I feel for her. It's hard. I mean, I do think that this is... Sometimes you see the worst of what happens to people who become big stars. She was a big star.
Mental illness is awful. And it's really sad to see. But there was a guy in Encinitas when I lived there. So this would have been my first radio station and I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
This guy, because of the sounds, the things that were in his head, he had rigged two speakers that sat on each shoulder. And he just played stuff loudly into his ears because he was trying to drown out the other. And you just go... He's walking around like that and not once, like he lived like that with these big speakers on one on each shoulder aimed in at his head so he could drown out whatever voices were in there. Awful. Mm. This is what she's dealing with. Look at her.
Yeah, it's a mess right there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So there's that. Selena Gomez has, brace yourselves, unfollowed Hailey Bieber. Dun, dun, dun.
What's that mean?
I get to really don't. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I mean, you said something and then there's a dun, dun, dun. What does it mean?
Yeah, you know, she's got history with Justin.
Right.
And apparently, while she was with Justin, Hailey was just the best friend bumming around. And I assumed, I don't really spend a lot of time thinking about, you know, who Hailey Baldwin is friends with or not friends with. But I guess that things got strained when later she took over Selena's role as Justin's girlfriend and later wife.
Mm-hmm.
And but they did seem to have put it back together. Like it was, you know, I don't know. Maybe Selena was like, yeah, I'm totally over that guy. It's fine. I hope you're happy. But now with all this weirdness that's going on, they also, I would assume that their makeup companies are rivals. I mean, everybody's trying to sell all the makeup they possibly can. Selena's is Rare Beauty, I think. And although I think that Hailey Bieber's is just a skincare line. I'm not positive, though. I don't know. I'm not out there buying celebrity makeup, that's
what
for
did,
sure.
What did Bobby say? Something about a good wet face?
The, right,
she's
there
behind
was like
the
dewy,
wet.
The wet face look. The yes.
Something that's yes. specific to her brand.
Glazed donut.
Oh, is that it? The glazed donut look?
Good job, Maddie.
Like, do we need a glazed donut look?
But
apparently we do. Well. Apparently we do. Don't giggle at that. That's just wrong. Anyway, there's some cute pictures of Selena Gomez up. I think that I don't think she actually got bangs cut. They're speculating in this story that those are like hair extensions where she just sort of like plugged the comb in at the top and pulled a little bit. Do you want to see a shot of her? She's cute. The bright orange lipstick. I don't know if I'm a fan of that, but she looks great. She's very tousled, very like, oh, I just got out of bed looking like this. And
she's a gorgeous lady, and I do enjoy her in Only Murders in the Building. But honestly, the first whole season, I kept going, what is her deal? Like, I can't tell if she's not moving her mouth or what is it. I've grown like more comfortable with her.
It's time for us to do our podcast now.
Ay, ay, ay.
That's good.
Yeah. You guys, your relationship is just darling. Stop saying that.
And I do also have to admit, when I finally got to see what she does as an actress, I was like, the most followed person in the world on the internet, her.
Got that gig.
That lady.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm with you. We're not in her demo, I guess. But she's...
Well, I understand, but you know what? Taylor may not be in my demo, but I recognize Taylor's extreme talent.
Everyone's demo.
Like, beyond talented.
Yeah.
So there, you tell me she's the most followed person, I'd say, yeah, I get it.
Right. 100% with you on that. I don't know why she's got so many followers, but they do say that people can buy followers. You buy bots and who knows? Maybe she was the first one to ever maximize that. What has she got on Instagram? She's like 150 million or am I just crazy? And it's 300 million.
I think it's more like 300 million.
Yeah. Well, that would be basically everyone in America. Almost. Anyway, Selena Gomez, I don't know what it means, but she has unfollowed Hailey Bieber. And that is saying something.
Well, so
just that no one knows what.
Is the rumor that those two are getting divorced? Is that the story?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Well, the rumor is that it's on the rocks and hard.
And that's Bieber's, not.
Yes. No, have not heard anything about Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco.
We don't know about the Gomez's, but we know about the Bieber's.
That's right. Well, yeah. I mean, do we?
I think we do.
How many followers do you think she has?
I'll go 180 million.
I'm going 300 million.
419 million. God.
Like the whole world follows her. Why?
And honestly, I'm not trying to be a jerk. She's a nice young lady, very
She's
pretty.
Fine.
I don't know, after watching her act, what everyone's interested in.
Well, she
I'm
posts,
with you.
She posts fun stuff.
She doesn't post anything. Pictures. She's got people taking pictures of her and putting them up there. Maybe it's yeah. She's just so adorable. Okay, we'll go with that. Let's see. Do you remember the Balloon Boy? I know we talked about him recently.
Yeah.
There's a I know that you're a documentary fan, so I'm doing this for you.
Talking to Maddie.
I'm talking to Maddie, yes. The viral family behind Balloon Boy have now broken their silence after 16 years. I don't know how that kid's in his 20s. And it's the subject of a new documentary, The Story of the Balloon Boy.
Give us the story in a nutshell, please.
So in October of 2009, Richard and Mayumi Heaney claimed that their six-year-old son, Falcon, had floated away in a homemade helium balloon. It was a huge, like a 20-foot wide balloon. I don't know if it had something under it, if they said he crawled up into it. It drifted around thousands of feet in the air for almost 2 hours. And it finally comes down. And meanwhile, all the emergency services have responded. Everyone's getting this on camera. Oh, my God, there's a child in there. It finally lands. There's nobody in there. And I think he was found in an attic later, right? Like he was hiding in the family home.
He wasn't in the balloon at all.
It's a very
Mylar.
It is a Mylar. And it's almost flattened like that. Like you, but has sort of a.
It looks like a Jiffy Pop. Part.
Yeah. Yes, it does look like a Jiffy Pop. And they were claiming we didn't know where our son was and we think he's in that balloon and off it went. And now it looks like, and honestly, I mean, we had cell phones at that point, but I do feel like nowadays there would have been even more coverage over this.
So this documentary is going to get to the bottom of Balloon Boy.
Yes, it's on now on Netflix. Oh. So if you want to get to the bottom of it and just see this film, see where they're up to now, I guess. I know. I knew you'd be
going to
be so happy. He's clapping. Balloon Boy, if you were ever like, whatever happened with the Balloon Boy? Well, Netflix has you covered. All right, Vin, what you got coming up? Thank you, Netflix.
Did he grow up and you know, centerfold for Playgirl? Like, what did he end up doing? I don't know. I'm just asking, like, what did he grow up to become? Like,
I'll let you know.
Okay, that would be great.
I can't wait to hear about it tomorrow.
The kid who was on the cover of the Nevermind album.
Yes.
First, it was his claim to fame, and then it was, I've been abused. I'm suing for millions.
Right.
I don't think he got paid.
No.
I meant to do the honeymoon story and didn't, so I will do that first, right after these.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God, what could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny morning show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973 and smash that subscribe button.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Marin County Fair. Get ready for a bug-tastic time at the Marin County Fair, July 2nd through the 6th. in San Rafael. From pig races to free carnival rides, nightly fireworks, and live music with TLC, Brooke Eden, and more.
They've got it all.
Plus the Be So Fly Music Fest on the 4th of July. Tickets at marinfair.org. That's marinfair.org.
I'll see you there.
You go to that all the time, right?
I try to go every year. That's where we go see our fireworks. They do them over the lake there. Mm. You know, kind of low level. Everybody pulls out the picnic blankets and the chaise lounges. Take a little nap while you're waiting.
I like the event type fireworks a lot more than the everyone with matches running around the neighborhood.
Definitely.
Thing. I can't.
Well, it's actually illegal for everyone in the neighborhood to be running around with matches.
I mean, we did that forever as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, you get the big box,
of all the different
stand
things
around the corner, and then everybody's out and there's ladders, so you put them up high so you can see it. There's all kinds of stuff. You're going for it, man. It's a production. But I'm glad we've moved away from that. You know, the fire danger. It's real.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, morning clouds. Sun most places later today with highs in the 70s. And
sounds
I mean
perfect.
The high 70s in Napa and the East Bay.
God, such good weather right now.
Okay, I mentioned honeymoons as people, you know, it's wedding season.
It is. Here we are in June.
The people are getting married. The dream of whisking away to a storybook honeymoon on the Amalfi Coast or in Bali sounds great, but most newlyweds are on budgets.
That is
true. And have to do things a lot closer to home. So these are the top U.S. cities for a domestic honeymoon. And by the way, San Francisco leads an overall honeymoon experience with 307 couple-friendly attractions, a walkable city, and the mildest summer weather among all the top-ranked cities. But the number one city was Miami Beach, which it's hot there.
It's very hot
there. In the summer, that's a hot spot.
But it's also, to me, that's like party town. You go there when you're single.
Oh,
like
have you partied in Miami?
I haven't.
Oh,
but there's a scene. It's a whole.
I've not been. I don't know.
Yeah,
I've been to Florida, but not Miami. Tahoe comes in at number two.
Oh well, that is beautiful.
Winter, summer, there's something for everyone.
Yep.
All the time. We've really taken to doing Thanksgivings there.
You know, we used to do Thanksgivings every year up there. It's like the fall, the smell of the pine. It's not crowded.
It's so rad.
Man.
It is really beautiful. We love it.
Mm.
Orlando, Florida. Napa, California comes in at number four.
That's a good place.
These are the best domestic honeymoon locations. Miami Beach, Lake Tahoe, Orlando, Florida, Napa, Palm Springs.
Really?
Savannah, Georgia.
Love Savannah.
Oh, what's so great about it?
It's another like walkable place, lots of history. They got a cool little, you know, like a strip down by the water.
What was the movie
really
that's supposed to have taken place there that made it the hot spot for every place? For everyone.
Let me look it up because
it was a big spot
because of
a movie.
It was a great book too.
You don't know it?
I don't.
Oh, darn.
Sorry.
Well, if you know what.
Sorry.
Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil.
I was going to say Midsummer something, but
Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil.
You should. It's a great book.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll read it.
Totally great book.
You haven't read it?
No.
Okay.
Oh, have you read that?
No, of course not.
Oh.
But, you know, I mean, that's not a title that would turn me on at all.
I can't believe you watched the movie.
I didn't watch the movie. I remember when the movie came out, though, it was all about Savannah. You heard people going, I've got to go. Like, it's featured heavily in the movie, beautiful.
What kind of movie is it? What kind of story?
I don't know.
It's about the people, like a group of people in Savannah. There's a murder. There's
but
it's
fun.
A lot of the history and like, you know, Savannah's an old town, so there's like old families and
it's very eccentric though, is what impression I got from it, that like there's a lot of very unique characters that make up the city.
Yeah, but there's a murder at the center of it all.
Well, gotta love that.
Yeah.
Anyway, for the
most foul.
For the marrying types, Monterey comes in at number nine.
Mm.
A That's a good spot.
Those are all lovely places.
Oh, Vegas makes a list as well at 8.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that just doesn't feel like a honeymoon place. It feels, although I suppose you get a great suite and have some fun.
Lay out in the sun.
I guess.
Surprised Disney's not on there.
No, well, Orlando.
Oh, well, I'm at Disneyland. That's where we went.
Oh, you went to Disneyland?
Yeah, right after our wedding.
On your honeymoon.
It was the one after the wedding, and then a few months later, we went to Maui, but that was where we went after the Vegas wedding.
Head right to Disneyland.
All right.
Clean out the system at Disneyland.
Well, it's true. It's hard to find drinks there.
Yeah.
Did your wife party hard, too, or was she completely straight watching you just be...
She partied.
Oh, she did. Okay.
Yeah, but not hard, like, nothing like me.
It's hard to keep up with a guy like you.
Yeah.
Well, understood, but I mean, it would also be hard to be around someone who's like you if you're not partying at all.
Right.
Like, you would just go, I can't with this guy. I'll be in the room.
Well, it was fun, Maddie, for a while. You know, for a long time, it was like,
everything's fine.
He's a fun guy. And then it was like, it's not fun anymore.
Well, anyway, locally, Lake Tahoe, and it looks like Napa, Palm Springs, and Monterey are high on the list of places to enjoy your honeymoon. So go Napa, number 4. Go Tahoe, number 2. I like it.
Beautiful choices.
There are other places in the country right now that are so hot, people on social media cannot believe. Like, they're just struggling. They're calling it a heat dome.
Oh.
If you're traveling right now, you're definitely going to want to look into where you're headed and what the weather is. It's so hot that people on social media are wondering how people can wear hoodies, but there's footage of roads buckling. I just saw it this morning. There's a car just driving down the road, and I don't know if the road had already buckled, but they launch.
Oh my God.
Because there's normally not a buckle in the road there.
It's just going down the road. Jeez.
It's that hot. Anyway, the hoodies are for people who are trying to not burn, apparently.
Oh.
That's hot.
That is very hot. Good point.
Anyway, I just thought I'd mention that. If you're traveling, check where you're headed. The heat dome is killing full. Well, it might actually hurt people, but it's also just making people suffer miserably.
Ugh.
Okay. This was fun. A guy broke into a vacant house to avoid going home to his angry wife. Have you ever been so angry at John that he was like, I can't face it?
No. So this guy breaks into a nearby house he knows is empty just to have a place to stay?
Staying in a literal doghouse would have been smarter than this. A 44-year-old Florida man is facing charges after cops say he broke into a vacant house because he did not want to go home to his angry wife. Police in Davenport, Florida,
got
a call on June 9th from the homeowner's neighbor who was watching the house while they were away.
Oh.
The neighbor said they saw the lights turn on and off inside, so the cops showed up to check it out and found the guy in there making dinner. He'd also just finished filling up the tub for a nice warm bath.
Oh, he got a whole night.
You know, it is nice when you've got your family and everyone's got their routines, and then you get the house to yourself for a minute. You suddenly go, you know what? I could do some stuff around here. Let me get into it.
Get the bath going. Calgon, take me away.
Yeah. He admitted he didn't have any permission to be there. He didn't know the owners. He just didn't want to go home because he and his wife had a big fight.
Oh.
And he'd been staying in the house for 4 days.
Uh-oh.
He's facing multiple charges, including felony charge for unarmed burglary. No word on whether his wife bailed him out or if she's even more angry now.
Yeah, what's going to happen there? I want to know what the fight was about.
Me too. Like, what happens?
Or is he just like, man, she's just always fighting with me. I got to get out of there for a while. Maybe she'll miss me if I take off.
I don't know. I think there are some people, though, who fight a lot.
There are, for sure.
And so it's possible. I've never been in that. We've had our stuff, but I've never had anything like that.
Right.
Where?
But if you feel like you're just under attack at your house, that just must be miserable.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Actually, the story you did yesterday, I can't remember. It was like a professor who'd done a 25-year love story. A love study.
Oh.
And... His thing was, you got to be best friends.
Oh, right.
You know, keep that in mind, future honeymooners. You know, you just want to be able to have him be or her be your person.
If you can hang, that's pretty important.
It is.
And you hear people who will talk about how sex comes, and that was in the study as well. Sex becomes less important to women, I'd say. I still feel like that's the way I connect. Mm. That's my reconnect. I want that still.
Right.
Like you can, you know, I'll do some service for you if that's, you know, what you want. You know.
Yeah.
You want a bagel in
but
the morning?
But my best friend bangs me on the regular.
Can I make you some coffee? What would you like? But yeah, I want to get some, you know, I want to get naked. I like it. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that.
Fast facts.
Lay it on me.
No one has ever won the Oscar for Best Actor in their debut movie. Four women have won Best Actress in their debut.
Oh.
Including Julie Andrews for Mary Poppins and Barbara Streisand for Funny Girl.
Oh.
But no dude
has ever won on the first go round. It's actually sort of amazing that four women have, because you would think that people have to work their way up. You don't just get popped into a lead role somewhere. That's interesting.
What was Barbara Streisand's deal early on?
She was a singer, I guess. Maybe like her first movie.
You're not a big fan?
I like her. Okay. Actually, it's so funny. I have a story about her coming up.
You do?
I do. Isn't that weird? Very randomly. But she was a singer long before she was an actress.
Okay.
So I guess.
Well, Funny Girl, her first movie.
She
boom,
wins.
Oscar.
Yeah, she's a good actress.
And that certainly starts the, I mean, she's a big deal, right?
Yes, she is a big deal.
I mean, some guy I know has macaroni art.
Yeah.
Of
he's
her.
Got a Barbina Noodle Barbara portrait.
Both Coke and Pepsi made special cans of soda for astronauts in the mid 80s.
Oh.
They almost looked like cans of whipped cream.
Oh, so that you could open a valve and suck out what you needed.
Have some soda.
Without it floating all around the space station or whatever.
From a botanical standpoint, strawberries and raspberries aren't berries.
Oh.
But bananas and eggplants are.
Oh, an eggplant's a berry? How interesting.
You like eggplant?
I do. It has to be prepared correctly.
You and what is it. Correctly?
You know how it can be mushy? It can actually be rubbery. Like, I like it. My mom used to bread it and fry it. And I love like eggplant fries. There's, you know, but those can also be mushy and gross.
Are you talking about eggplant parm?
Eggplant parm is also great. It's like, yes, you can do it like that. But I don't, that can be really watery to me. Like, I don't know. When it's good, it's good. When it's not good, it's all the other times. What is it?
Profound.
Thank you. Is baba ganoush, that's like chopped up.
Baba ganoush, yes.
Isn't that eggplant? Yeah. I like that.
Baba ganoush?
It's like a dip, kind of. You take like your pita bread. Yeah, it's, well.
You'll get it in the same.
You would. They'd give you like baba ganoush and some hummus and some other, you know, tapenade or of some kind.
This next story is really important.
Okay.
The closest living relatives of an 84-year-old BC widow who left her $1 million estate to a much younger professional companion male escort.
Oh.
The relatives will now challenge. They've been given the go-ahead to challenge the will. You can't let her give her money to this whore.
He's a mimbo. A himbo.
Janet Henry executed her final will and testament in August of 2021, 3 months before she died, leaving the bulk of her estate to a man named Simon Garston.
Oh.
Simon was a professional.
Had they been together long?
Is it wrong?
No. Where were these other people when she was alive? I don't know. I feel like you should be able to do what you want. However, also, old people get bilked, you know?
Well, here, and that may be what happened here.
Yeah.
Jillian and Ross Sutherland McCrone say, they're the niece and nephew, they say, we're seeking to have this will overturned. We believe we should be the rightful
recipients.
Yeah, of her inheritance.
Well, and it is true. When somebody rewrites their will, and how old did you say she was? 86?
84.
84. When you rewrite your will and then 3 months later you pass and suddenly the himbo that's been hanging around you is the sole recipient of your $1 million. That does, it smells a little fishy.
They explain it by saying that she had no children and her husband died 17 years before she died. And this person was giving her great joy, and pleasure, and companionship.
I'm sure he was well paid for his services.
Well, but I mean, you know, she said she wanted him to have the stuff. Is it wrong?
If she's of sound mind and body, it is not wrong.
I've told you this story, but my mom befriended an old lady across the street.
Oh, yes.
It wasn't even so much that she befriended her. The old lady across the street would ask for help and my mom would help her.
Yeah.
And this lady lived alone and her vision was starting to fail. Yeah. And I really, it was one of those things that it became a spider web. Like my mom was caught up in it.
And was doing now, a lot of stuff
well, it
for
just,
her.
It escalated. Everything escalates in this world. Yes. And of course that did too. She ended up, oh, well, I'll take you to your hair appointment. Okay, no problem.
This was recently, right? When they lived in Seattle?
Yes. I mean, it's not recently because, you know, it's
time
been over 10
by.
Years, but it's certainly,
has it really?
Yes,
my
absolutely.
God.
But my mom ended up being the sole recipient of this lady's will.
Wow.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Like that my mom, in the end, my mom was her sole companion and caretaker, like took her to the doctor and it just escalated. It started with, yeah, I'll come over there and help you find the thing you lost.
Right.
And, or whatever. And then
and she was helping and your mom's so great.
She was, but.
And just randomly
as great
this lady,
as my mom is, even I was like, Mom,
you're doing too much.
You got to be able to tell this lady she needs to get some family around. And she's like, I'm all she's got. I got to do this. And so she did it. In the end, I was like, holy Toledo.
A good deed that didn't go unpunished.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait.
No.
That went unpunished.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Whatever. It made sense to me either way. But yeah, that's one of those things where you can't
predict that. And you certainly wouldn't be hoping for that. Maybe it wouldn't even cross Sandy's mind.
She just couldn't say no. Right. She was like, I can't not help her. What if it were me?
Right.
And I needed someone's help.
And that
help.
She was the only person that I had.
But she was a nice lady and she was someone, I found it very funny. She lived to listen to baseball games.
Oh.
This old lady.
Ugh.
She'd sit on her front porch, put on the Seattle Mariner games and there was a day.
Oh my God, that's incredible.
Totally into it.
I gotta find me an old lady to befriend.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You're a CEO.
Find a rich one, dude.
Yeah.
You don't need that in your life.
Yeah. You should stop telling people you're a CEO. It makes you sound like you got a golden
Well, he's
parachute.
Not saying it. I am, actually. Yeah, should I stop saying it? I'll stop saying it. Sorry, I just saw it this morning. Like you'd posted something on LinkedIn and I went, oh yeah, he is a CEO. My bad.
Throw away that key.
That's me throwing the key away. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Yay, calling a man a whore.
Yeah, what about it?
Let's get that word to mean all sexes. As in, it's not just for the ladies anymore. Yeah. It's now for everyone.
It's just that the ladies aren't looking to hire that many whores. It's way more of like a ladies' job.
You know, my earlier story on BuzzFeed about people sharing dirty little secrets.
Yeah.
It was about a man performer. Let me see if I can get to it in a reasonable amount of time.
A man performer?
A man performer in the sex business who said that he has to... They are told they need to take Viagra... here it is. Before I would go on stage as a male dancer, I would inject my man area with a solution or take Viagra because we are supposed to be at minimum half staff.
Oh, boy. It's like a medical fluffing.
We were not allowed to be fully normal.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Well.
They say same goes for amateur porn because this is...
Well, you do need
the job.
Porn. That is the job.
And I thought, hold on. Inject?
Don't ask me.
What are you?
I'm not.
What are you?
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
I don't know.
You're single man meat. Tell us.
I know. I haven't done that.
This injection is.
I'll learn more.
It's a fluffy.
Anyway, back to our tax.
Fluffing stuff.
I can't even imagine. I would be like, a needle. I quit.
I'm not doing that.
I moved to Vegas a year and a half ago, going home to the Bay to celebrate my birthday this weekend. It's hot here and I'm looking forward to Bay weather.
Yeah, it's been really pleasant here.
Cold.
Well, and I hope you're also looking forward to getting in your car and listening to the Sarah and Vinny show live.
Yeah.
And if it's the weekend, we have something called the Saturday Morning Special. Check us out over there.
Yeah. And you can join us for brunch on Saturday at the W.
Midnight in the Good and Evil is a great book and movie and a true story. The movie has John Cusack and Kevin Spacey.
Oh.
Tammy from Brentwood on the app.
Thank you, Tammy from Brentwood on the app.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Katie in Orlando. I got an update there. Plus Maroon 5 tickets.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.